It's a warm fall day, and Frank Reese is showing me his heritage turkeys.
And then these that are silver with the black right there, that's Narragansett pattern.
Reese has lived on this small farm for the past 20 years. Behind his century-old farmhouse are the open-air pens where he keeps his birds. Reese wears a gray army hoodie and tucks his short hair under a baseball cap. He's a fourth-generation poultry farmer who raises five varieties of heritage turkeys, some found nowhere else in the U.S.
I mean, I really don't remember not loving poultry. I grew up on a family farm here in Kansas, and we were all given jobs at a very young age, and I got sent to the poultry barn.
As a young man, Reese was part of the 4-H club, where he learned to breed turkeys and other poultry for show.
I was state champion many times. I got to go to a lot of national shows. I just knew that that was part of what I was going to do, was also show poultry, and I wanted to show chickens, turkeys, ducks, geese, everything.
Reese opened Good Shepherd Poultry Ranch in 1973. When most farmers switched to the new breeds of turkey that yielded more meat, Reese just stuck with the natural breeds he had always known. He is now one of the largest producers of heritage turkeys in the U.S., and his turkeys have been recognized by chefs like Martha Stewart and Bobby Flay.
Usually they're quite shocked, you know, over the flavor difference. They had no idea that what turkey tasted like.
Because of their breed and natural lifestyle, roaming free, roosting, and eating bugs, these turkeys have more dark meat and a distinct taste.
The turkey today that you purchase, you know, from a commercial production is far different than in the 1950s.
That's Scott Bayer, the Extension's poultry expert at Kansas State University.
Heritage turkey must be able to reproduce naturally. No artificial insemination is allowed. It has to do more with the genetics and adhering to what a turkey is supposed to be.
The heritage turkey still has all its natural abilities, like flying and mating. But Bayer says the commercial bird, which is usually a broad-breasted white, has been bred to meet the demand of the modern consumer.
Consumers wanted boneless, skinless meat. And the best cut is the boneless, skinless portion of the breast. And so if you're a geneticist, then you've greatly improved the muscle yield off the breast meat off a turkey, because that is the part that returns you the most profit.
Back on the farm, the place feels a bit empty, with only a few hundred birds running around. It's 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, and Reese has just sold his flock for the season. 4,000 birds were shipped off to a distributor in New York, where these birds will sell for more than $80 each.
I did an interview for a lady out of New York, and she said, do you realize that some people here in New York pay as much as $200 for one of your turkeys? And I told her, I says, that might be true. But I said, of that $200, I get 22 of it.
Reese says most of that money goes to paying for processing, trucking, shipping, and raising his birds.
I might make $5 per turkey.
Unlike most farmers who take satisfaction in feeding people, Reese says he'd rather just focus on the breeding and conservation of his birds.
I hate killing my birds. The day we load them for Thanksgiving is traumatic for me. I hate it because I've known them since, you know, their eggs. But I don't have any other way of generating any money to preserve them, to save their lives.
Reese will be the last in his family to carry on this poultry tradition. So he hopes he'll find someone to keep breeding these rare turkeys once he's gone. For KCUR News, I'm Esther Honig.